Welcome, travel professionals. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 411 for February 2020. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and in today's show, we're going to talk about the state of the travel industry, travel agent education, and we're going to point you in the right direction if you are considering a career as a travel agent. Our guest on the show today is Diane Petrus, and Diane is the president of the Travel Institute. The Travel Institute is a nonprofit independent organization, and they've been around since 1964 with the mission of, and I quote, advancing the professionalism of our students in support of individual and industry success. Now, I have to say, this is a mission that parallels the mission of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this show is celebrating our 15th year of continuous podcasting to help travel agents in the travel trade. We're one of the oldest travel podcasts here on the internet, and we're here, and we're happy to be here for you. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the Home Base Travel Agent Show, please stop over at our website at hometravelagent.net. And if you ever have questions or comments, feel free to email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And if you're over there, be sure to give us a like on the page. Okay, now on with the interview. Well, welcome. This is the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And today we have Diane Petrus on as our guest for this show. And Diane is with the Travel Institute. And we do have a lot to talk about. And first of all, I really want to have Diane tell you a little bit about herself and what she does at the Travel Institute. So welcome, Diane, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show.
Thank you, Barry. It's a pleasure to be here. Barry, I'm president of the Travel Institute. I started in the industry over 30 years ago as an agent. And I was actually an independent contractor in Chicago before it was fashionable. And sold leisure travel, then moved into corporate travel. And eventually I fell in love with meeting planning specifically, which is how I started my relationship with several large industry organizations in planning their agent training events. I worked with Trams, the software company in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Ensemble Travel Group, and then the Travel Institute. My relationship with the Travel Institute goes back to the late 90s when I volunteered to be on their planning committee for their annual conference. And I don't know if you remember back then, Barry, but that was called the National Forum. And it was a private event for certified travel agents, those that were certified through the Travel Institute. And during that time, with the Travel Institute, I literally fell in love with the organization and their mission, their altruistic mission, which is to help educate travel agents. And they are an independent nonprofit organization formed by the travel industry. I think that's important to note because they have no other priority, no other motive, other than to educate.
Oh, that's great.
And they're responsible. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good segue into telling us a little bit about the Travel Institute, which you've already started, but maybe get into a little bit more detail about what the Travel Institute does and how, I'm curious, how is it supported by the travel industry? How does that work? Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, back in the day, it was supported by the industry. There were a lot of sponsorships and money given to the Travel Institute to support education and certification. But today, it is really funded by the individuals that take our certification, that take our training, which I think speaks well for today's travel professional. There is a sincere desire to become a professional. The Travel Institute really is the organization that's responsible for separating a professional from a novice through the certification programs. And Barry, I wanted to become certified back in the day. That was a strong desire for me personally, because I wanted to be recognized as a professional. I was serious about my career. And they represented the industry standard. They were formed back in 1964. And today, if you go on the Travel Institute website, you will see how many people are certified, and it's updated every Friday. But it's well over 25,000 graduates of the Travel Institute. Yeah, and that's just certification. But we also help by offering regular training, daily training, and coaching for all career stages. We have our certification. We're most known for it, but we have ongoing education on a variety of topics. We have weekly webinars that are hosted through our professional educators program. And I equate that to a master class, because these professional educators represent subject matter experts from inside our industry, but also from outside of our industry. And they talk about social media, destinations, niche markets, business development, and home-based business topics. That's an important one. We can talk about that in a bit. But they also include current events. Recently, we posted a white paper providing an agent's inside perspective on the coronavirus. And I felt that to be important because it was real world, and it was what she was dealing with on a daily basis with coronavirus, where she was getting her facts. So that that paper is posted in our, what we call our premium lounge online. And that's a that's one relatively low fee per year to access training 24/7. And that paper was put into that environment. So we have certification, we have our regular ongoing training. And then one other thing, Barry, I want to mention, because a lot of people don't know this about the Travel Institute, but we have introductory training, and it's called the Trip Kit. And our introductory training is for those that are brand new to the industry, because Barry, you know yourself, being new to the industry is like speaking a foreign language. I mean, there's a lot we take for granted after being in it for, you know, years. But from a newbie's point of view, you've got a lot of acronyms. You've got a lot of knowledge and nuances that you need to learn to be successful. And we find that our new to the industry involves college students and career changers, stay-at-home moms, even retirees, because they're well-traveled. Our training, this is the part that some people don't realize, but our training is used in college degree programs across North America. We also offer it in career schools and host agencies and independent studies. So collectively, we train over 1,700 new agents every year.
Wow, that's quite a bit. You know, I just wanted to mention, and I mentioned this to Diane before we started the recording, that, you know, our lawn service has picked this day to come out and whack the weeds. And so I'm going to go in and out of mute here probably as they get close. But I can look out the window, and it looks like they're fading away. And I hope that's true for the rest of the interview. But yeah, anyhow, going back.
Right, that, Barry, that's real life. That, we're talking about home-based agents. That's what they face every day.
That's true. There was a time when we did this podcast, Lorraine and I, and we'd be talking and doing an interview, my fax machine, if you all remember those, it's just started whirring with information from Carnival Cruise Line or some other cruise line, and it would be quiet up until we started recording. But that's life. So,
of course.
So that's a large number of agents being trained. Yes. And it's amazing, you know, it's really interesting that your curriculum is used in college programs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. we have as big a market in that arena that, as we have in the retail travel industry. So a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that either. You know, speaking of the coronavirus, you know, you mentioned there's a paper out there talking about the impact of the travel industry and you know, just what kind of hopefully this is short-lived. You know, we really hope for that. What kind of impact do you foresee, you know, under the circumstances we have now with it?
Well, you know, Barry, like anything else, as long as it remains in the news, it's going to impact travel because I think the latest with the, you know, mentioning those in Italy that have the coronavirus, that was Europe, a location that was not on the radar prior to this. But again, I think it's about knowing the facts, and that's why we posted that paper in our online library, because it was written by an agent, and it was real world. It was what she was dealing with, how she was getting her facts from the Center of Disease Control, from the World Health Organization, all of the you know, sites that are publishing information daily about coronavirus, and they're all facts, nothing, you know, not any emotion tied to it, but we'll be dealing with it until it's something else takes its place.
Yeah, and
bigger news takes its place.
Yeah, always something, but you know, that's a challenge in any business, and
yes, it is. Our industry has faced a lot of ups and downs, and we even saw that in our survey that we recently did, comparing what's happening in the industry now to what happened 10 years ago when our economy tanked. You know, what was the outlook? What happened? Everybody thought, oh, this is it, you know. Travel agents are going to die. They always have that prediction, and somehow it never seems to happen.
No, the you know, the big thing, and I'm sure people thinking about coming into the industry or new agents think, well, you know, how can I compete against the big online travel stores? And and they can.
Oh yes, not only they can, but they are, and that. You know, the recent news about Expedia laying off 3,000 employees, I think speaks to the fact that when you are dealing with a complex leisure itinerary, you need the services of a professional. Barry, it's like any other major investment. When you're looking for your financial planner, when you're looking for an accountant to handle your, you know, your own financial accounting, you always look for a professional, and our industry is no different. And I think the consumer is starting to wake up to that, because that information is now being written in the Washington Post and Forbes and Travel and Leisure magazine. Whenever you're reading these articles about, you know, why should I use a travel agent? They're saying this, the same thing. You need a professional. You need somebody that does this on a daily basis. They do it for a living. So, it's actually quite the opposite. I think because the online have been out there for the past, 15 years, now the consumer is realizing that not everything is as it appears online.
You know, and going back a little bit here in our topic, who else would you want to advise you in terms of your travel other than a professional? If there's something, if there's an issue out there, you know, maybe not as big as the coronavirus, but, you know, you have that professional advice, they're in touch with the industry, they know what's happening, and they know how to maneuver in those waters where just going online and booking is not accomplishing that.
Well, it's so true. And, you know, when you're dealing with an online company, you're very rarely dealing with the same person. So now you're overseas. And now you realize that, you know, your hotel booking wasn't accurate, or it's for the wrong check-in date. What are you going to do? Who are you going to call? And those kind of stories are told in the news on a regular basis. And I honestly think that is why, you know, travel agents are in need more today than they ever were, because there are, well, there's coronavirus, and there are weather issues and flight delays and, you know, all kinds of things. We know this, and savvy travelers are learning this, and they're learning how to use a professional and select one.
Yeah. Yeah. Another story comes to mind is, you know, there was a volcano eruption. What was it, in Iceland a few years ago? And
remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. And travel agents were the hero in that, helping people get home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Always. You will always hear those stories, and they're told over and over and over. So it's good news for the travel industry and for retail travel agents in general.
Yeah. Now, something interesting happened recently at the Travel Institute, and you conducted a survey of 2,000 travel agents, and that's a good-sized group for a survey, and you come about with some interesting findings. What were those findings, or maybe some of those findings, or all of them, and what does that mean for the travel agent?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you asked about it, because it is an important study. It was basically our gift to the industry, and it was meant for everyone to analyze and filter through whatever, you know, meant most to them. And Barry, I think you've got the links as part of this podcast, so people will be able to read about this after they listen.
Yeah, yeah.
But we learned a lot with that study. And really what it underscored was the changing face of the retail travel industry. And the most intriguing, the most enlightening observation was the explosive growth of the independent contractor market. And we knew something was going on in 2016 because of the spike in our trip kit sales. So that indicated we had more new students entering our industry. So when we commissioned this study, we wanted to look at four different areas: composition, certification, contentment, and then ultimately compensation. So to me, the change is there are more independent contractors now than there are employees. That's a shift. And that agents have shifted from working primarily in the office to working primarily at home. So when I say shift, we compared this to 2008. That is when we did the last survey. So we were able to compare almost exactly in some situations. And when we looked at independent contractors versus employees, in 2008, 71% were employees. In 2018, 38%. So ICs jumped to 62%, and they were 29%. So there's a tremendous number of them. And out of that, 92% of the independent contractors and 22% of the employees work from home. Working from home is very popular. And I think it just gave us some very, very interesting observations. And one of them that actually hit us, and we changed our introductory training to include a home-based business book. And the reason is a lot of these independent contractors that were coming into the industry were identifying as travel agents, travel advisors, travel counselors, but none of them were identifying as business owners. And to me, that's a very important distinction, that when you are working from home as an independent contractor, you have just started a business. And you need to know what that means in order to protect yourself, your customers, and really set up the right structure for your home-based business. So we changed our training because of that, because we noticed that they weren't correlating the two.
Oh yeah, and that's such an important aspect. There's the world of travel, and then there's the world of running a business. And
oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So in your survey, you come up on a correlation between travel agent education and the financial success of a travel agent. What was that correlation there?
Yeah, but part one was really about the composition, the IC demographic. But our part two of the survey got into really the question that we had, and that is the investment in education and certification really helping agents to make more money? Luckily, the answer was a resounding yes. It is. The bottom line is that a well-trained professional earns significantly more money than those without advanced training. And again, those numbers are available at the link, Barry, that you have with this mm-hmm. podcast. And I think the other thing that a well-trained professional will do is reduce costs for the industry, because by being productive and knowledgeable, you're really a highly functioning link in the distribution chain. So you're not dragging anything down, and suppliers are looking at that because they have costly call centers. So again, it's knowing how to book, what to book, how to qualify, and that's good news for the industry. It's good news for the agent because you make more money, but it's really good news for the consumer because they benefit from knowledgeable, skilled agent. And I will have a last comment, because I think it's important. Again, the Travel Institute is the one that was created to set the standard, and agents who are certified through the Travel Institute posted the highest earnings of any other certification in the industry, and far higher than those with no certification. So there definitely is a tie. There's definitely a correlation, and those numbers are available to anyone that wants to read through that study.
Yeah, again, I'll have a link to those studies in the show notes. So if you're driving down the road or on the treadmill, you can go to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show website, hometravelagent.net, and we'll have a link to all those studies and what we've talked about here today. There's a lot to being a travel agent, and are people generally happy when they do this kind of work?
That's a really good question, Barry.
Yeah.
And actually, the study answered that. We did ask that. And, you know, Barry, the reason we asked it is because in 2008, you know, the survey that we were using to compare, our economy tanked. So back in 2008, the outlook was not as promising. But the recent study had satisfaction ratings extremely high. So when we were comparing it, 96% of the agents surveyed were happy, not only happy with their current position, but 97% of them were likely to remain in the industry for the rest of their career. And that compares to only 52% back in 2008. So the outlook for the position of a retail travel agent is very promising, and that's good news.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people, you know, always like to make money, and hopefully when you jump into something, you want to make money at doing it. You want it to be more than mm-hmm. a hobby, especially if you're going to invest in education and time building a business, which you have to do all of that to be successful. But, you know, when a person thinks about getting into the travel business? You know, mm-hmm. generally, why do they do that? What's their thought process?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because naturally what comes to everybody's mind, why do you become a travel agent? I want to travel. Well, of course, you know, yes, that is a reason. But we were surprised at some of the reasons that these new independent contractors were giving for getting into the travel industry. It's a fun industry. Yes, they want to travel. But among the other contributing factors attracting people to this industry are the ability to work from home, to be their own boss, to have flexible hours, and of course, them to make money. So I actually look at to make money as being pretty significant, because there was a time when people thought, well, you can't make money being a travel agent. And that is definitely not true. You can make a considerable amount of money, especially as an independent contractor.
Yeah. And all of that is a good thing. And it's a fun industry to be in, because, you know, your job is to make people happy. And what other job is there that lets you do that? That's your expectation.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. The Travel Institute has a lot of educational programs, and you offer a lot of certifications. And maybe if you could tell us a little bit about those certifications and some of the educational opportunities available at the Travel Institute.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to, Barry, because when the Institute started, there was one certification, and that was the CTC. But because of what's happened in our industry, one of the most popular certifications is our CTA, Certified Travel Associate. And the reason is that curriculum is geared 100% toward the frontline sales agent. So everything you're learning in the CTA applies to your day-to-day business. And in order to become a CTA, you have to have a basic understanding of the industry. You have to have at least 12 months experience. And then, of course, you have to pass a standardized proctored exam and have your paperwork notarized. And then continue your education. We require 10 continuing education units with every certification that we have every year. And continuing education can mean a lot of things. We have a page dedicated to it, but it's generally supplier training, other certifications in the industry, some webinars, destination training. We have a lot of partners in our CEU program, so it's easy to maintain those continuing education units. But CTA is definitely the most popular. CTC is meant for the seasoned professional that is now in management. They are responsible for managing an agency. So they possess at least 5 years in the industry. They've completed the CTA. Passed the exam, and now they're going into a management course. And then CTIE, the reason CTIE was developed is because we found that there were a lot of non-agents in our industry, suppliers and others, who wanted to become certified because, again, it represented, professionalism. So CTIE is meant for those that are in leadership positions but are not necessarily selling travel, and it does not require the CTA, but it does require 5 years in the industry. And that stands for Certified Travel Industry Executive. Those are the three certifications that we have. Again, the curriculum for each program is dramatically different based on the needs of each audience.
Okay, and someone that's thinking about getting into the travel business and they're listening to this and considering it, what direction would you send them in?
I would send them to our free webinar that we do a lot of. We have a lot of free services, Barry, because we are a nonprofit, and one of them is coaching. And we have a tremendous number of people that are new to the industry, and they attend our new to the industry webinar, which is free, so that they can determine what part of the industry they are attracted to. Do they want to be frontline sales? Do they want to work on a call center? You know, what is it that they want to do? So that would be my advice to go to our homepage. There is a section that is Start a Career, and you will see our webinars are there.
Okay, great. So we're running down to the end here, and I just wonder, is there anything that we've left out? And also, before I let you answer that question, I'm going to mention that next month we're going to have an associate of yours here on the show, and we're going to get into a little bit more detail. And Gita, I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Yes, Gita. Yeah. Yes, she's our director of education. Yeah. She knows an awful lot about our training program.
Yeah, and we're going to be with her next month, and we're going to talk, you know, into more detail about the training programs, and I look forward to that. But is there anything that we've left off or left out here?
Well, I think, you know, there's probably, when you're new to the industry, there are always a lot of questions, and I think that's why we have the webinars and the coaching. So there probably are some questions. Again, the best thing to do is to go to our website, or and when you click on those links, Barry, to the surveys, they'll be on our website. But certainly, I think we've covered the highlights, and I've enjoyed being with you and your lawn care people. I look forward to doing it again, Barry.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back again, and it's been a pleasure here on my end as well, and very informative, and I know our listeners are going to take this all in and enjoy this show, because, you know, I think it's so important, the idea of becoming a professional and getting an education along the way, mm-hmm. as well as making money, of course, but and helping people, helping people mm-hmm. become happy. I think that's all important. It is. If someone has questions, is there contact information that you can mm-hmm. provide, your website address and all of that type of stuff?
Yes, most definitely. Thank you, Barry. It is, of course, thetravelinstitute.com. And when you go there, you will actually, if you go to the bottom of our website and you click on Meet the Team, not only will you be able to reach out, but you'll be able to reach out on an individual basis if there is someone that you want to talk to. Everybody's got a email icon. We are all here for you, including me. So you can ask as many questions as you'd like, and we will always try to point you in the right direction. Again, Barry, we don't have an ulterior motive. We are simply here to educate, guide, and coach. That's our purpose.
Oh, very good. And I just will mention my contact information, and you can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net, and that's B-A-R-R-Y @hometravelagent.net. And I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And once again, thank you very much for being a part of our show, Diane. And we do look forward to having you back, and we can talk about new developments at the Travel Institute, and I'm sure there will be.
There will be.
Yeah. So with that, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Well, I want to thank Diane for taking time out of her busy schedule to be a part of our show. And we also look forward to having Diane back, or others from the Travel Institute back, as a part of our show. And again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And we're here for you, and you only. We take no compensation from our guests to be a part of our show. Now, we look forward to being back here next month. And until then, we want to wish you safe travels and stay healthy, everyone. Bye-bye for now.